Okay, I just dropped the telephone line on WBCQ, meaning it's just you and me now, babe. Yeah, it's just a fortunate few still listening on the internet. That's right, and we thank you so much for listening on the internet, because here we can import. You know, I mean, come on. There's nothing we can possibly do here that we didn't already fuck up on Planet Radio. I know. Was I particularly out of control tonight, or was it just?
Maybe for a while, yes, you were for a while.
And I don't mean about the technical problems.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the air check, the recording that we do on the computer of the show, with headphones at the computer, and see now how did that last hour or so of the show sound to you guys? It didn't sound that. Really, I didn't notice much in the way of problem coming through these headphones.
No, it sounded okay. You know, the only thing we hear is the anomalies with the transmitter, and I'm picking up the fact that you had that little piece of denture worked on. You know, in your mouth, I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, I can take them out, but I'm trying not to. I find I'm speaking better and better every week with the men. I'm not talking about that, for Christ's sake.
No, but I'm saying that's the only thing
I'm talking
hearing.
About this. So you weren't hearing the high end.
Well, I'm practically deaf in the high end. I'm just saying.
It's not really so much a high end. It's a maybe mid range to maybe a 5 to 8K or thereabouts kind of a
the voice
splattery
range. Yeah,
thing. I don't know what's going on there, but it's on some segments and it's not on others. Some of the segments we got put together are pre records. Others are thrown together as we go along, and I can't find any. Help me out. I can't find any correlation between the two or any similarity where it's only in the case of one and not in the other. Not that anybody really gives it goddamn. I know I don't either. That's I'm quitting this job. I'm going on America's Best Legs or whatever these new shows. I'll find some really because I could do that. But maybe I could win a prize. Then it's worth shaving the damn things. What
quality of source material? Sometimes like there's one jingle you always use. You know. I hear definitely it's distorted. I don't know the quality.
Well, no, actually, most of them don't. If there's distortion in them, it's maybe because I'm running. See, I'm just afraid that there's something wrong with the output of the board, and that's scary. But I don't know. I'll have to listen to the air check. It'll probably all be gone next week. It'll all change, but I don't know what it is.
Well, it might be a
system.
Problem with the amp, and I always suspected that the equipment in the side chain was causing that hum. Well, we know that. We take it out, and if you work perfectly flat, there's no hum there, but then again, you working perfectly flat is impossible, you know?
Yeah, especially with this microphone. This microphone needs processing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll end up like poor Kelly Clarkson. That last song she put out. No, I like that song.
I didn't hear it, so I.
What was the one? Da na na na, da na 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 na. What was it? Because of You? Is that the name of it? You know the song? Because of You, da 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 da. That is one of the better pop songs I've heard in a long time. Really is. It's constructed perfectly, just like a pop song should be. The licks, the bass run, it's beautifully done, and it's probably the best piece of music that particular American Idol winner has ever done. And she can't sell out a fucking show on her tour this year. And I don't know if it's because people don't shiver get about her anymore, though she's fun to look at. Or maybe just finally people are awakening to the fact that all these venues, all these concerts are way overpriced and nobody wants to pay the nut anymore. Because I know she's canceled virtually her whole entire summer tour,
yeah.
Which I guess was like the way she was going to make money. And she canceled it because ticket sales were weak. Matter of fact, who was it? They asked another former Idol winner that Ruben started to comment. And when next for his comment, I believe his comment was, "Welcome to the Olive Garden. Can I take your order?"
No, the truth is, I think you go on Idol and you're going through the finals, you're going through the semifinals, and all the, finally, you know, you get to the point where you become the winner. You've received so much exposure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's worse than any new artist coming along who all of a sudden has to fight for exposure, and it takes time, and people learn over a period of time what the guy can do and how the performance is, and finally the guy will have a hit record, okay?
Yeah, but she's had a number of hit records.
Yeah, but here's somebody, you know, okay, she got all the exposure, she started on top, she's got nowhere to go but down. Everybody knows that every artist who because yeah, has
but,
a hit.
But so soon, all of a sudden, she can't sell out. You know, she started out, you know, Kelly Clarkson the Madison Square Garden. Now it's Kelly Clarkson, New York High School Gym.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's about it, because she started on top. She's no place to go but down, for one. Everybody's star fades, all right? So here she is on a summer tour when she's had enough exposure that she should be like, well, not the maybe the Rolling Stones, you know, doing one concert every year.
Yeah, well.
You know, or 10 concerts, you know, a year maybe at maximum.
Yeah, but I mean, once again, this was somebody with talent, in my opinion, wit, that's W-I-T, as we say in Brooklyn, wit talent, because she's actually done songs that are not only listenable, but in the case of that one I mentioned, Because of You, or whatever the name of it is, I like it. I actually, if I had an AM top 40 type hit radio station, even on the FM, I'd play the hell out of it instead of, you know, the latest by Smash Mouth. Then Bill Clinton mentioned that in the
video.
In that famous video online, probably because the name Smash Mouth reminds him of his favorite intern's nickname.
Never mind.
You know, coming out of that, I was almost tempted to give out the telephone number like I would want a phone call, but I'm actually looking to get out of here. So what I'm going to do, just before we get out of here, is we're going to take about 5 minutes, and I want to play something for you that I think is instructive as to the quality of the certain listenership of a talk radio program that's been foisted upon a very suspecting and very somnolent and silly and stupid talk radio public for some time now by a Mr. Michael Savage. Those of you who have listened to me before, no, I don't think much of Mr. Savage. I think he's a could have been. I always think he could have been a contender, when the fact is he's something like the third or fourth most listened to talk show host in America, with, you know, gazillions of listeners on hundreds of stations, while I'm wallowing in the muck and mire of the internet and planet radio. Regardless, the hate that he often engenders, indeed seems to propagate and relish propagating, has made me dislike him, despite the fact that he is a true talent with a unique ability, and a good one, for storytelling. However, personally and politically, I've come to despise most of what he stands for and what he has to say. Well, what was it? Last week, Talkers Magazine awarded him their talk show host a Freedom of Speech of the Year award. Don't know why, but he got the award. Now, parts of that award show were aired on C-SPAN. His speech, however, his, I guess, thank you very much speech, was not. Supposedly, according to the folks at C-SPAN, it wasn't aired because he wasn't there to deliver it live. He phoned it in, so to speak. He sent it in on a DVD. And according to folks at C-SPAN, they won't air a pre-recorded speech. Now, between you and me, okay, just us, I think that's bullshit. Because whenever they cover a political convention, many of the speeches given, or the material that's shown between the live speeches, they'll cut away the speeches or presentations by politicians. Well, they're pre-recorded, but they're okay. They get played. For whatever reason, C-SPAN chose not to air his comments.
Well, I think C-SPAN, if they record it, that's okay.
Well, first of all, they didn't. It wasn't even their cameras that were at this affair. They just broadcast portions of it, rebroadcast.
Well, I'm not talking about the
go.
I'm talking about at a convention or something. They either are using something they pre-recorded, pre-aired, or got from another news service. That makes it legitimate. But when somebody, for his own purpose, sends a speech that's pre-recorded,
I don't see the difference. What's the difference?
I see the difference that they have no control over it.
Like they had control over the other stuff.
No, they could always turn the camera
off. Well, what the hell do they think is going to happen? No, that's...
Yeah, and they could pre-screen it and see if there's anything offensive.
Yeah, but that wasn't even necessary, as they weren't carrying it live. So, first of all, none of this matters. Regardless, on one of his broadcasts this week, Washington Morning, whatever the hell. I've only been watching it for about what seems like 30 years now, man, and I can't think of the name of Brian Lamb's Morning Show.
Yeah.
Regardless, Washington Journal, I think is what it is. Brian Lamb felt compelled to explain this situation and pretty much exposed Michael Savage's audience as the low-life garbons they are. Man. By reading some of the email that was directed to him in C-SPAN regarding their lack of coverage. Coming up next for you, edited portions of that C-SPAN morning show and Mr. Lamb reading said email.
On my desk here is a magazine called the Talkers Magazine from May of 2007. And the picture on the cover is Michael Savage, who received the Freedom of Speech Award from that organization a couple of weeks ago. And he's upset with us because we didn't cover his speech. And I thought you might be interested in knowing he's put our telephone numbers and all and our email numbers on his website. And we've received tons of them in the last few days, calls to our numbers. And you can see there where he says on the website, C-SPAN blacklists Savage's speech. But I thought I'd just share with you as we go through this half hour or so some of the emails and what people that listened to Michael Savage had to say to us. Here's one from Tom Haggerty, Colonel Tom Haggerty. He says, shame on C-SPAN for censoring Dr. Michael Savage's speech. We know without a doubt C-SPAN is a leftist wing of their liberal puppet masters. The little man, me, he's talking about, is correctly named, cowardly as a lamb, jealous of Dr. Savage's soaring intellect and dynamic demeanor. The dry, stone-faced, monotone little lamb, Hugh, he puts in parentheses, has lost my family's viewership. Now we will censor C-SPAN. P.S. Webster's Dictionary's definition of lamb or sheep, quote, regarded as a rather stupid animal. Signed, Colonel Tom Haggerty, M.D., Ph.D. This one from, let's see who it's from. Augulario is what it says. Did you really turn off the free speech award when Michael Savage was to talk? How dare you? You are a Nazi and a Stalinist and are probably a homosexual, and I don't appreciate your agenda. This one is one from a fellow named Jim Lewis. As a taxpayer, I'm demanding that you air the freedom of speech by the freedom speech by Dr. Savage. I pay your salary, and you have no right censoring programs based on your political beliefs. A couple things on what's said so far. We are not a taxpayer organization.
That's right.
We've told our audience that many, many times. We get no federal funds, state funds, local funds. We get our money from you. You give us a nickel a month when you pay your bills, and that's how we operate here. And the decision to not carry the speech was made by our programming department, our vice president of programming, Terry Murphy. And the reason was that Mr. Savage did not appear in person. He sent a DVD of an 11-minute speech, and we have offered him, in lieu of that, an opportunity to cover a speech that he might make, the same speech if he wants to, if he gives it before an audience out there in the Bay Area where his program operates. But there's a lot of things that are being said in these emails I want to try to clear up as we go through.
Okay.
Here is one from Paris Geyser, or Geyser, that a public institution would not cover the Michael Savage Award is outrageous. We're not a public institution. We're a private institution that is a not-for-profit public service. Your funding needs to be stopped as you have violated our free speech principles. Needless to say, I will never watch C-SPAN again. Here's one from somebody named Eugene Plagafko. Your liberal bias is shameful. I pray you lose taxpayer funding. Again, we do not get funding from the taxpayer. This is from P.F. Fanzino. How dare you censor a talk show host. I am outraged at your cowardice. Is this even an act of it is even an act of cowardice or something much more sinister? Perhaps you are a neo-Marxist Leninist that can only accept communication that suits your agenda against any dissent. If the latter is the case, you should resign immediately and move to Norway. I do not expect a response from one that is at best a weakling and at worst an enemy of our republic. We don't show DVDs of somebody's speech. We'll cover them in person. And we've offered on occasion, and he's turned us down to cover his talk show on television, This one's to me. As a regular listener of conservative radio, in particular the Michael Savage Show, I was disturbed to hear that you, as CEO of C-SPAN, an organization that is funded by my taxes, again, wrong, decided not to air the award show. I believe that the previous years this award show was aired to the public, wrong. You and ACLU and all the other liberal ass-loser communists need to leave the states now. This is from somebody that listens to Michael Savage. Here's an email from Andrew Bowen. I was very distressed when I heard that C-SPAN had choose not to cover the Freedom of Speech Award, which was being presented to talk show host Michael Savage. I'm appalled that my tax dollars are funding a company like C-SPAN that has purposely censored both the speech and the speaker. Wrong. Only someone like the former Soviet Union's Department of Propaganda would do such a thing. And now I see that the people at C-SPAN are now practicing the like as well. You have violated the First Amendment. How so? The freedom of speech. How so? You have censored the words of a great man who has access, by the way, and this is my comment to his several million people every night on the radio to say anything he wants to, who deserved every single moment of his news coverage of his continued defending of our right as Americans to free speech. I cannot tell you how appalled I am at you and your communist-style news reporting. These are emails that we've been receiving, lots of our people have been receiving here, and I just wanted you to have an opportunity to hear some of them. This is one from Stu Lewis, and it doesn't say where it's coming from. He says here, C-SPAN sucks, but not as much as you do. That's to me. Have a nice day, dickhead.
Well, that's it, kids. That's a wrap on tonight's edition of the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza. What's that, Michael?
I said, oh, yeah?
You bet it is.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Real quick. You know how we all like little stupid things in life?
Oh, well, like this show.
I know you're not a smoker. Steve's a former smoker. But you know when you go into a convenience store, they have specials like you buy one, get one free, or little tchotchkes come free with it.
Sure.
I went into my local convenience store earlier this week, and they had a brand of cigarettes that I smoke, and they had a special. In a big box, free lighter. Hmm. So I asked for that. The guy gave it to me. You know what he asked me?
No.
You want matches? I'm telling you. Might have been Raul, I don't know.
Probably. Ooh, very good. That's right, that's right. Look at that person behind the counter. It's not somebody involved in 9-11 at 7-Eleven. That's about it. I better get out of here. I'm burnt, I'm crisp, I'm toast. Until next week, when we reconvene for more of whatever the hell it is I do, as I touch down on a number of topical topics and a lot of silly slop. Which, of course, is why you tune in every week. So join us again next time for more of the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza.